Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. Welcome everyone, all my listeners, fans, family, and followers. I have with me Willie Brown, Sr. from South Florida. He is an R&B, hip-hop singer who is a songwriter and R&B recording artist with me this evening. Hello, Will Ease. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, Ms. Brunner. How you doing, Lady Diva? I'm blessed.
All right, and that single right there is called "What's Your Name." That was the first track that I had played in the intro of the show. Tell me, when did that track came out, Will?
I wrote that track. It was actually written in October, and I had it produced by a good friend of mine, Big One Beats. We collaborated on it and decided that it was a good single to put out off the album, and we went ahead and ran with it.
Right, right. You were raised in Cahokia, Florida? Did I pronounce that
yes.
correct?
Yes,
I
Cahokia,
never heard
Florida,
of,
yes.
I never heard of that.
Well, we are west of West Palm Beach, Florida. Most people know the area by going to West Palm Beach, Florida, but we are west from that, what we call Muck City. Hokie, Belgrade, South Bay. I'm over on that side of the west.
And I see that your mother has influenced you in music. So who were the musicians, singers, songwriters that influenced you as a kid?
Like you said, my mom started me. My mom sung gospel locally within the neighborhood. I was requested very so much of doing so, and I picked it up from my mom, fell in love with music, and eventually started to listen to people like Shalamar, Gap Band, Ready for the World, Keith Sweat, and then I topped it off with Nate Dogg.
Right, right. So long ago, well, you were in a group called Men of Tomorrow?
Yeah, when I first got started in the music industry, I started out in a group with Lee Bendoff and Morrell called Men of Tomorrow. We called ourselves MOT for abbreviation here in South Florida, the Palm Beaches, right here in Muck City of Pahokee.
Okay, and can you name a few of our recognizable music tracks that people will be familiar with when you were in that group?
We did a song that was pretty popular called Will It Be Tomorrow. It was a folk song for the life struggles of really black folks. That was the title of Will It Be Tomorrow, and we had a hot singer that called Can I Help You?
Okay, and what year was that?
That was in 91. That was in 1991.
Wow,
so I've been doing music a long time. I've been out here grinding a long time.
Right, right. So you went solo, leaving the group, and you started your own solo career in recording. Can you name a couple of tracks that you did?
When I first went solo, I did an album called Lover Man, and it went pretty good. They had a hot single on there called Thoughts. Most people call it Painting for Your Thoughts because it got a lot of that in the hook, but it's called Thoughts. And I did another song that was also hot in the club called The Weeknd.
Right, right. So if anyone had just tuned in, my name is Lady Diva. This is Les Jazzed Up, blogtalkradio.com. I have with me Will Eads. He is an R&B and hip-hop recording artist, songwriter, and a producer. And your R&B is with a light touch of hip hop to show your diversity as a professional entertainer. And your fans say that you sound like Anthony Hamilton, Charlie Wilson, and Keith Sweat. Oh my!
Yes. That's where it all started from, in that old school of R&B. Now, like I said, I learned the hip hop twist. I'm being a fan of Nate Dogg, so that's where my R&B come from Keith Sweat, Charlie Wilson, writing from, you know, listening to that sound and style of music. People just say I have an Anthony Hamilton style format, and that's where they classify me at. But my style and writing came from those two main artists that really influenced me a lot, Charlie Wilson, Keith Sweat.
Yeah, yeah. So in order for persons to follow up on you, can you give us your website and fan page information and where to purchase your music?
They can follow me by going to facebook.com/ Willie James Brown, or they can also do it facebook.com/ Will Eads. That's two separate words. That's W-I-L, separate space, E-A-S-E. And they can also do it on SoundCloud.com, Will Eads, Reverb Nation, LinkedIn, Mixcloud, as Will Eads. And you can also purchase the music of both albums, Lover Man, as well as Feeling Some Kind of Way, off of iTunes and Amazon and eMusic.com.
Right, right.
And I'm also being played on iHeartRadio as well.
Right. I've seen that. So tell me about this show that was at the club in Florida years ago when you opened up for the original Two Live crew.
It was a nice night. I did it in 19. It was in 89 that I did a Valentine party with Michael Sterling and the original group Two Live Crew. I actually opened that show up at a club called After Five in West Palm over in the Rivera Beach area.
All right. And what songs did you sing?
At that time, I was actually just coming out as an artist. So I did a cover tune, and I also did one of my original songs called Another Man.
And are you doing any performances now, local venues down there where you at in Florida?
Well, I get called kind of regular on shows. I don't have anything lined up as we speak. But okay. I do get shows on a regular basis, so hopefully within the holidays that's continuing to come, I will be back on the road. But my last show was 2 weeks ago. It was in Tampa, Florida, at a club called Green Gator. So I am getting around. I am getting, you know, phone calls, requests to be part of Avengers and events. So hopefully, you know, something pick up and I get back out there.
All right. Well, let's take a small break. And you just go and wet your lips because we got a lot to talk about. Introduce a song for me that I have listed here. Pick a song you want me to play.
Let's do Alone.
I don't have Alone.
Okay, which one you have?
I have Lover Man. I have Some Kind of Way. I have Thoughts.
Okay, well let's do Thoughts.
Okay, what made you come up with the title of Thoughts? This is an older song that was released in 2014, correct?
Yes, that's an older track that was released off the first album titled Lover Man. And it was the single from that album. That song was written just a general idea of something that, you know, I wanted to do for an individual, get to know someone, and, you know, just a penny for your thought, a nickel for a kiss, you know, just give you a dime, even if you tell me you love me. So it's just a love song, just a love theory. And all my music, you'll find out, is all about love, relationships, passion. So that's where I write from. That's my heart.
Well, I'm glad you told me that. Here is Thoughts, everyone. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Penny, for your thoughts. Well, you do sound like Keith Sweat. I thought sure I was sounding, I was hearing things, but that's a nice one. Can't believe I didn't miss that one.
Thank you.
So,
thank you. Appreciate the compliment.
Right. So tell me more about yourself, Will. Is there anything you want all of our new fans and followers out there to know more about you?
I can start out saying, you know, I was born and raised in South Florida, the Palm Beaches, here in Pahokee, Florida, out west, to the late Miss Ida Brown, who started me actually with this love that I have for music, my mother. I love music, as you know. I like football, basketball, and just watching movies.
All right. So, what kind of hip hop have you been doing lately? Have you been doing any rap lately? Can you throw me a couple of tunes? Hold on a second. Do I have a caller calling on the show? Feel free to speak.
Yes, I would like to hear the song called "What's Your Name."
Okay, I will play that again. You missed it at the intro. I'll play that again at the end of the show. Is there anything you
okay.
would like to say to Will?
Just keep going, bro.
And what's your name?
Thank you.
And what's your name?
I'm his sister.
Oh, well, how Vince. You doing? I'm
Vince.
Okay. And what city are you calling from?
Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. It's good. It's good that you're calling. Thank you for your support.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Will. Go ahead. What you were saying?
I have a couple tracks that I'm actually doing R&B plus rap on. One of them is one of the singles that they're actually playing in the clubs called Ballers. Do you have that one?
No, I don't. I didn't process that one on the show to play. But eventually, after the show, I will get those songs. And I will post them on my website for you.
Okay. But there's a
or
couple tracks on there that actually have R&B and rap in it. Because like I said, I do both. I do R&B and I do rap, but I'm mostly on the R&B artist, but with a little twist of hip-hop.
Yeah, I've heard one track. I can't remember the name of it. But why don't you go ahead and let our listeners out there know how to follow you. Give them your website information and where to purchase your music again.
You can log on to iTunes.com with artist Will Ease, Amazon.com, Will Ease, eMusic.com, Will Ease, and you can also go to iHeartRadio, artist Will Ease, and you can also purchase from that site as well.
All right. So, you're not, are you have any things for any future albums or future singles coming up?
Right now I have a 13-song CD that I'm actually circulating right now. The single off that album, What's Your Name, is being circulated and pushed off that album for right now. But I do have a 13-song CD that I do plan to bring another single off that album, and it will be called Ballers.
All right. So
that would be the hip hop side of it.
All right. And so we're going to continue through this showcase tonight. What's the next song you want me to play for you? I have. Go ahead.
have to know exactly what you have, because I don't know what was you was able to load up or not.
No, I haven't. How about Lover Man? Let's go back. Let's go way back and bring up some old school. I'm gonna play Lover Man.
Okay.
What made you
okay,
come
Lover
up with the title? What made you come up with the title for Lover Man?
That's a funny situation. You know, I give my music once I'm done with the album to one or two radio DJs and club DJs, and they listen to the album, and I had another name for the album, but listening to the album with those DJs, they came up with that title saying, you know, every song on here, you're singing about love and relationships. Why not change the album title to Lover Man? And that was also one of the singers on the album, so it really fitted good.
Oh, okay then. Okay, well, everyone, here's Lover Man by Will E.
Saw me, girl, before you walked away. Where were you going? And who were you looking for? I know the man you're looking for, girl. I think he walked out the door. Wait a minute, baby. Will I do? I may not be what you're looking for, but girl, I know what you need. Here I am, baby. Take my hand. I wanna be your one and only truly lover man. Please, baby, tell me what to do. Ain't got no business putting hands on you. Please, baby, tell me what to do. I see there's a man's abusing you. Please, baby, tell me what to do. Now what the hell's going on with you? Please, baby, tell me what to do. I'll give you a whole new attitude. See, girl, I know what you're going through. You need a real man, girl, in your life, and that's the truth. Here I am, baby. Take my hand. I want you to know that you found yourself a real man. I treat you right, baby, just like a queen. I'll take you places, girl, that you ain't never seen. Do you know what I mean, baby? So you do. Wine and dine you, girl, then I made you my wife. Please, baby, tell me what to do. Ain't got no man putting hands on you. Please, baby, tell me what to do. I see that the man's a bruising you. Please, baby, tell me what to do. I know just what you're going through. Please, baby, tell me what to do. I see that the man's been cheating on you. Please, baby, tell me what to do. Ain't got no man putting hands on you.
Lover Man. Well, you got it going on. Woo!
Well, yeah, thank
like
you,
that.
Man. I haven't heard some of those songs. I ain't heard a lot of those songs in a while.
Oh, well, I think you need to start putting them back out there.
Yeah, I haven't heard some of those in a while. You know, I'm working on some new stuff, and, you know, as you go and keep doing newer stuff, you know, you kind of like set the other stuff kind of like behind you so you can continue to focus and move forward, but you don't forget it, but you just got to focus on going to the next stage.
Right. Always forward, as they say, always.
Right.
So I would like for you to repeat your future project that's coming up and where your website for people to follow you. Go ahead.
Like I said, I have a 13-song CD. I have a single out now called What's Your Name off the album Feeling Some Kind of Way. My next project to release will be entitled Ballers off the same album. And if you like, you can follow me on Facebook.com/ Willie James Brown Sr., just the SR for senior. Or you can Facebook.com/ Will Ease, that's two words, WILEASE. You can also purchase the music from iTunes.com, artist Will Ease, Amazon.com, artist Will Ease, and eMusic.com, artist Will Ease. And I'm also actually being played on iHeartRadio, and you can purchase the CD from iHeartRadio as well.
I would like to ask you, have you met back up with any of the group you was in, Men of Tomorrow, M.O.T.?
I see one of the guys, kind of regular. He's preaching now. He's in the church. He's preaching. I mean, we all go to church, but he's really into it. He's preaching now. So, Maria. The other guy, Lee Bendoff, as we call Cool Lee, he lives in West Palm, so I don't see him that much, but I do run across him on occasion.
Right, right. So you solo now, right? So, okay. I have another track I want to play. This will be the last one, and then I'm going to play What's Your Name. It seems like that track, What's Your Name, is becoming very, very popular.
Well, I'm promoting it more than I am doing anything else off the album, because like I said, it is the single from the album. And once the single pick up and move on, then I do want to do some other things from the album. But it's being mostly spoke about and heard of because that's what I'm actually pushing off the album at this time.
Right, right. Okay, this title for this song, Some Kind of Way, what made you come up with the title for this song?
Feeling Some Kind of Way was brought to me by a producer out of Tampa, Florida, by the name of Benjamin. He's also the cousin of Percy Miller of Master P. He did that track, and he had the title already in mind. He just didn't have no words for it. So I created the words for it by the track that he gave me and the title that he's already had in his head. So that's where that title comes from.
All right. This is Will E., Some Kind of Way.
Got me feeling some kind of way.
You don't know how I feel. This thing you're doing, girl, is killing me. It hurts so bad. I don't know why. Been down this road here, girl, a time or two. Gotta make some changes. Gotta do it right now. People like this make you wanna turn around and cry. But how they treat you and the thing they do. I'm talking about things that's going on with me and you. It hurts so bad. And I don't know why. Been down this road here, girl, a time or two. Gotta make some changes. Gotta do it right now. People like this make you wanna turn around and cry.
Got me feeling.
Whoa, girl.
Got me feeling.
Damn, I'm feeling some kind of way.
Can't eat,
baby. Feeling some kind of way.
Feeling some kind of way. Can't
eat, girl. Feeling
some kind of way.
It'll work like this.
when I first met you. You were bumping, doing what you gotta do, and things went wrong. And I don't know why people like this make you wanna cry. Gotta make some changes, gotta do it right now. For me and my wife and my whole family, they depending on me to make this move, so I gotta do what I gotta do. I'm talking about things that's going on with me and you. I've been in love before a time or two. Now what the hell am I gonna do? Whoa, girl.
Welcome to come back. Feel free to contact me when you get your single on your music on your future project. Contact me and get you back on the show so we can fill in and get people listening to your music and buy your music and follow you. I would like to give some last inspiring words for you, for those out there suffering in the world today, or for those that want to climb the ladder where you at.
Well, I just I like to start that out by, you know, saying you got to pray, have faith in Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You got to put him first. But you can't give up on your dreams and your goals. You're going to come to some roadblocks or stumble a time or two, but you're also going to come with some negativity where people are trying to hinder you from doing what you love or what you do. You just got to, you know, block that out. Focus on, you know, your goals, your dreams, where you're headed at with your life and your talent. And just keep forth. You believe in yourself and others will follow once you get to where you're trying to go.
Thank you very much. Amen. Amen. That is so true. And I want to thank you again for coming on my show. You're always welcome to come back. And this is a recording. Any people that have missed any of my recordings, they still can feel free to click on that link and play for free. And I always stay tuned and follow up on some new episodes coming up. And thank you, Will. You have a blessed evening and keep in touch.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having me. And like I said, thank you for the support. Thank you.
Can I get your name, babe?
Can I get your number, girl?
Can I get your number, girl?
Can I get your name, babe?
But they call me Red.